Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Good morning.
In case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And I've got some interesting stats to start out the show with that come from Central Florida and what's going on here and everything like that. And basically, you know, everybody in Central Florida pretty much thinks that somebody's going to come from out of town and they're not going to know the market and they're going to buy their house and they're going to pay way above market value for it. And so when we're looking at it to see where people are coming from, the number one place in Central Florida that people are coming from outside of the U.S. is from Canada, and that's where 42% of the people are coming from. And the only thing that isn't on here is that I really think is important is to know what the number is that they're buying, because I don't know the number of properties that they're buying, but the foreign investment in the U.S. is down 36%. So it's down quite a bit. So, you know, your chances are actually slimmer than they were before with that. But Canada is the number one country in regards to who comes to Central Florida. Number two is the United Kingdom that comes here. And so that takes up 35%. So we're at 42 plus 35. And then the next biggest country is actually India that comes here. And so those are the main countries that come to Central Florida. And the thing that you have to realize is that when anybody comes from outside of the area, they don't just look at one or two houses. They look at a full gamut of houses. And so when they're looking at it, they're comparing one house to another, and they're going to pick which one they think is the best for them and the best priced and all that kind of stuff. And so when that happens, obviously it's going to be based on, value. So the chances of somebody coming in and way above paying for your house is pretty slim.
Yeah, I mean, they have ways to kind of Google and see what, you know, the market is and things like that. So, and then if they're working with an agent, you know, the agents, you know, will steer them into the right direction. So it's a little bit of both worlds. I didn't see India coming in there, so that's pretty surprising. I mean, I definitely could see Canada and UK.
Yeah. Yep, and then India is the one after that.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at affordable inventory, because that's the next thing that comes into play, because when people are buying that first-time home, at this point in time, it's really hard to find houses that are under 200, which is what most first-time home buyers are finding. So what they found that basically there's several zip codes that really fit into that atmosphere or whatever, where you can find houses that are basically below the $200,000 value. And so what's the first one there?
The first one is 32808. Median sales price over there is roughly around 156. The next after that would be 32822, so Union Park area. That's roughly coming in about 153. Then you've got 32811, which is Orlo Vista, that's Orlando as well, roughly about 148. Even Altamont Springs, Forest City area, that's coming in about, that's 32714 zip code, that's coming in about 189. Lockhart, 32810, coming in around the 176. And then even Altamont, 32701 is coming in around 161. So really good prices, in my opinion, whether it's, like you mentioned, first-time home buyer, or if you're wanting
investment
to take advantage, of the investment opportunity. That's really great.
Yeah. So there are definitely opportunities out there. I mean, the median sales price is somewhere around 250, 260.
250, yeah, 258, I believe.
And then the average price is over 275, I think. So it's somewhere around there. So when you're buying for the first time, that might be a little outside of your budget. So it's good to know where to go and what to look at and all of that kind of thing. And so if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So looking at, you know, the other thing that's out there that's also very interesting is the foreclosure perspective and everything that's out there. And, you know, back in like 2007, we're probably like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, somewhere around there, the foreclosures and the short sales that were on the market were definitely the majority of the market around here. And that's, and we kind of hit our all-time low, in my opinion, was about the mid-2010. Was about when things started to recover. I mean, it kept going down, 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 down. And there was a lot of things that were going on with the economy, but our market had actually gone up 45% in 1 year.
Yeah.
And that was just too much for the market to bear. And so in the economy and then the increase in the market that had happened had caused a lot of things to happen. And so when people are looking at that, and now when you look at where we're at today, it's significantly less.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, right now they're saying just the foreclosure sales, you know, through August of last year as at 3%.
Yeah.
And if you look at even of 2008, let's say, if you're going back 10 years, it was 20% the foreclosure sales. So we've really gone down. It was funny because the other day I was showing a house to a lady. And I'm like, oh, I got a bank owned in here. And she's like, a bank owned? I didn't think those still existed. And I'm like, well, every now and again, you know, one will trickle in. But it was pretty funny because that was the norm. You know, a few years ago, it was like everything was a bank owned home or a short sale. And versus now, it's very low. I mean, even it says short sales is at a 1%. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very low for both, you know, for both of them being there.
Yeah. And I think at the height of everything, it was about 70-some% of the sales were bank-owned or short sales. And so as a regular owner, the smart thing to do if you could was to hold on
yeah,
because you needed to kind of weather the storm. And if you did, obviously it paid off and everything. And, you know, everybody's always looking at, oh, the prices, are they going to start tumbling again and all of that? And I honestly don't see that happened. I mean, yes, there can be minor corrections, but I don't see the kind of devastation that we had before, because this has been like based on jobs, based on growth, all of those kinds of things that have taken the prices to where they are today. And so they're sustainable. And I just read something, I believe, a couple of days ago that said that our average increase is still for a state is over 8% for the year.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So when you're looking at that, there's no way of seeing things that are slowing down. And like we always mention, if you're just driving out there anywhere, you're going to see new construction, whether it's apartments or whether it's housing or whatever, but it is consistently going up. And when you see different things that are on different TV stations and different articles and everything, I mean, we have a housing crisis here because we don't have enough housing.
Yeah.
Is kind of what it is, that we don't have the units that are needed for the people that are living here. And so with all of that, you know, that just means that the houses are going to continue to increase, which is a great thing for homeowners. And so that's why we always encourage everybody to be one.
Yeah.
So
couldn't agree more.
If you're in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So I thought we would talk about renters today and a free report that we have out there on how to stop paying rent and own your own home. And so this is a free report that we offer, and there's going to be a lot of information that we give. So if you'd like us to send the free report, all you have to do, we can email it as well, but call 833-535-8081, extension 1001. And you don't have to talk to anybody or anything like that. You just leave us your information and we'll go ahead and get it out to you. So again, that's 833-535-8081. So the number one, well, we'll start with the number six fact and we'll go backwards. So the number six fact that that can help you buy your first home is that you can and should be prepared for a home loan before you go looking for a home. And this is really important because when you do find that home, you're going to need to prove to the seller that you can buy it. And that's just going to make your offer stronger. Because if they get an offer from somebody that says they don't have, that they're not qualified yet for a loan or they haven't gone through the steps, they're not going to take that offer seriously is what mm-hmm. happens. And, you know, when we're working with sellers, I mean, we don't take it seriously if we don't know how the people are going to pay for it. Because what they're doing is they're expecting you to take the house off the market once that they've got a contract, and that's what we're required to do, you know, on the MLS and everything like that. But when we do that, then there's no more buyers that can come through the house. And if you're not qualified or it ends up that you can't buy the house, that's a total disservice to the seller. So that's just a first step in making sure that you've got all your ducks in a row and you know what's going on. And I'm working with a couple right now that they actually want to be in a home in February. And so they got their, they met with the lender and they found out that they weren't quite ready to do what they want to do now, because if they would just wait 30 days, it would make a huge difference mm-hmm. in the rate and everything that they have. So what they're doing is they're patiently waiting. They really want to get out there looking, but at the same time, they know that if they find something right now, that it's going to cost them several hundred dollars more if they would purchase it today versus waiting 30 days. And their problem wasn't necessarily that they had bad credit. What their problem was is that they didn't have any credit.
Oh.
And so as a result of that, the lender had told them to get a credit card and to just charge like a one minimal meal on it every month. And then when they got the bill, to pay it right away. And so that's building their credit. So they have a couple of months. They've been doing it actually for a couple of months. And so that's building their credit. So mm-hmm. it's building their credit score. And so that's going to make the huge difference in several hundred dollars. So that's why we're always saying that it's good to get pre-qualified and to meet with a lender a long time in advance, because what happens is that then you're going to be able to, you know, when you meet with that lender a long time in advance, you're going to be able to get what you want to get out of the deal and get, you know, the best possible situation and everything that you can in order to make that happen.
Yeah. Well, it's building that foundation. Like, it might say to you, you're not ready now, but in 6, 7, 8 months, you do these steps and then you'll be ready, versus waiting like a month or two before like your lease is up to start the process.
Yeah.
Only to find out, oh my gosh, you know, I have something on there I didn't know, or my credit's not where it should be. And now I have to wait 6, 7, 8 months because
right.
now, you know, you're staying longer than you wanted to, you know, where you were at.
Right. And there's just little things that can be done, and then people can and they can tell you. So, you know, and like as we do and work with more and more people, I mean, the rules always change and all that. But we find out more and more things that are in existence that we didn't know before. Like
yep.
I found out with another couple that I was working with, that if you have lates, how much that affects you, that I think you can have one late or something. But if you've got two lates, then that really affects you, your ability to get a mortgage. So what happens is that, you know, you have to wait 12 months from when you had that late, and then you're able to get a mortgage and it's not a problem. So and that will boost your score, like maybe it's 50 some points or something like that. But sometimes with two lates, you can't even get a loan at all with some people.
Mm.
Now, we do have we have ability to get properties or to get loans with people that are called hard money loans, but you have to have 25% down for them. So, you know, with those kinds of circumstances, and your interest rate's going to be a little bit higher. So, you know, in order to get your best optimal thing, you just want to look at it and see what the terms are and what you're looking at, and then you can go from there. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So that was number six, that you want to make sure that you can and get should get pre-approved for a home loan before you go hunting for a home, because that's going to tell you what your amounts are and everything so that you can feel comfortable with it. Number five is that you can buy a home even if you're having problems with your credit rating. And that comes down to, you know, different things when it comes down to looking at down payment assistance, you know, those kinds of things, when it comes down to looking at medical, when it comes down to looking at those cable boxes that never got returned. you know, there's several things out there that are kind of in your favor that you need to know about when you're looking for a home that can definitely help, you know, with your credit rating and everything like that.
Yeah.
So number four is that you may be able to create a cash down payment without actually going into debt. And this is from certain investments there are out there that you can sometimes borrow from that you don't actually have to go in debt. I mean, sometimes it's a life insurance policy. Sometimes it would be like a 401k, you know, those kinds of things that are out there that you can definitely, you know, key in on, that are going to make a big difference in regards to how you afford this house. And it's just looking at it, and it's not about going outside of your comfort zone in any way, shape, or form to buy a house, but it's always looking at the whole picture and seeing where you're at and seeing what your long-term goals are and what you want to do in order to make that happen. And sometimes it's the right decision to do those things, and sometimes it's the wrong decision to do those things, but it's different for every person, and I think you need to look at the whole big picture.
Yeah, definitely. And there's so many different programs out there, you know, like you mentioned. So, you know, when you get into it and you start talking with the loan officers, you know, they're going to be able to find what's going to best suit you. You know, you can get gift monies, things like that, to where, like you said, it's not going to put a financial hardship on you. And you'll be able to get into a house. So it really works out well.
Yeah. And there are, I mean, actually, well, I guess it's number three where it says you may be able to find a seller to help you buy your house and finance your home. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things that comes to mind with that is just that, you know, is that rent to own program.
Yep.
That there's a company out there that it's actually a real estate investment trust. So they invest in real estate. And what they do is that they will purchase a home that you want to buy eventually. You have up to 5 years to buy that home. You're going to pay market rent for those 5 years. You can buy it at any time just with giving them 2 months notice, 60 days notice, and you can buy it. And in most real estate investment trusts, they can only sell a low percentage. I think it's like 3 or 4% that they can sell a year. It's pretty low, maybe 5%. I'm not sure. But, you know, but the way that they've set up their company is that they can sell all of those houses that they bought for somebody else to rent. Now, if you decide that you're not going to buy it after 5 years and you decide to move on even after the first year because you have 1 year leases, it's not like you're tied into that whole 5 years. But if you do want to do that, then, you know, they do hang on to it. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty. And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were in the middle of talking about on this free report that's how to stop paying rent and own your own home. Again, there's a lot of information here. So if you'd like to get your free report on your own, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081. And that's extension 1001. And you don't have to talk to anybody or anything like that. It's just a recording. So again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1001. And we were talking about that you might be able to find a seller to help with buy and finance your home. So there's two ways that we were talking about, you know, we were talking about a company that could do it, but then there are two ways that sellers can do it. And what the first way, which is the most common, is that they'll contribute to the closing costs. So they might contribute, usually it's about up to 3% of the purchase price towards the buyer's closing costs. And so that just makes it so that it's easy for the buyer
to be able to get in there.
And so that's fairly common. I mean, sometimes you might up the price a little bit to cover that 3%, but the seller's looking at that's their net price and they know that. And so that's a good thing, you know, for them to do. And then the other way is that the seller can take can finance it like they actually have the mortgage and they're a lien holder on it. That is much, much more rare. It doesn't happen if there is a house that the, you know, it definitely doesn't happen if there's a house that the seller, that if there's a mortgage on the house, because the seller has to get rid of that mortgage in order to take care of it.
The other one, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times banks don't like that if the seller is doing that. So if they're getting another loan, then that's something, I mean, sometimes it can be a small percentage, but it's very, very rare for that to happen. Most sellers want their money out of it and to be able to wash their hands and walk away. And so that's generally what happens. And it's not worth their time, energy, and effort to actually finance it. But the closing cost portion of it, all day long.
Yep.
And then, like we mentioned, there are companies out there that will actually purchase the home so you can rent it, the home that you pick. It's going to be market value and you can buy it anytime in a 5-year period, 1-year leases. So there's no real drawback at it, in my opinion. So the number two reason, we're talking about six little known facts that can help you buy your first home, is that you might get your lender to help you with your down payment and closing costs. And with this, there's a few programs that people have out there. There's usually some kind of educational class that you need to go to. Mm-hmm. That they can then get you a loan, get you a grant is basically what it is. And what this grant is that it can be part of your down payment and then you don't have to pay it in the future. It goes away with some of them, they're a 2% grant and they walk away. When you walk away from the closing table, it's already forgiven. So it's really 2% free money. So there are those programs out there. I mean, obviously, they go along with certain credit scores and certain things that you need to do mm-hmm. to qualify for them. But it's good to know that those things are out there.
Yeah. And some of them, I mean, I just did one the other day where it was a 5-year. And then there was one prior to that. It was a 10-year. And they lived in it for, it was 12 years. So like you said, when she went to sell prematurely like a year or two ago, didn't even know she had it was a bond is what they called it on there. And so she still owed at that time X amount of money because of the bond with what they helped her with.
Falls off, yeah.
So then she was like, oh, I'll just wait, you know, and sell it in another year because then it'll be forgiven. And she didn't even know that she had that type of loan, but it worked out well because she waited. So she got a little bit more for her house when she sold it. But then, you know, she didn't have to pay that back when she, you know, from taking it out. And it was easily, I want to say it was $10,000 is what they helped her with to buy that house. So if you think about it, I mean, that's great. And before you know it, time flies. I mean, they say on average, people live in their homes anyways from anywhere from like 7 to 10 years. So
yeah,
it really works out well. And if they can help you with the money to get you into the home, makes a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, no, it totally does. And then there's, you know, other government mm-hmm. things that are out there. There's things called the SHIP program yep. that are by the counties. And then there's the state Florida bond and stuff like that. But a lot of times that might cause your interest rate to be higher overall and a lot of other things. So they've come up with these grants that actually make it more competitive and a better deal. So when you're working with the right people, it just makes it so that they'll go through all these options with you
yep,
and exactly. then you'll know what to do. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And then we come down to the number one reason that will help you buy your first home. And it is like kind of what we've been talking about, is that you can buy a home with much less down than you think. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this many times, that when you're actually purchasing a home, you're going to be able to, probably do it with about the same amount of money that it would take you to get into an apartment or get into a rental home, you know, because many times they require the first month's rent plus a security deposit. And so when you're looking at that amount of money, that's about what it's going to take you many times to get into a home. So it just makes sense to look at your options. And I think that that's really what we're talking about here, is that knowing what it is. So it's like, so when you're looking at it and you're looking at your situation, it's something that you can plan on in the future. And, you know, the difference probably between buying a home and renting a home is that when it comes to time frames, in order to get prepared for that, like a rental home, you can usually move in the next week if it's vacant and that kind of thing. Whereas if you're going to purchase a home, you probably have to plan 60 days in advance.
Definitely, yeah.
And so that's where the biggest challenge, I think, comes in, when that you have to be long-term thinking, or thinking a little bit ahead and at least look at it. And I always look at it like worst case scenario, because if for some reason you determined that you weren't able to do it, then what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is that you could still go rent that house, you know, a week before you needed to move in.
Yeah.
If you weren't able to purchase, but at least you would have that opportunity and be looking at apples to apples and know if it was the right thing for you and your family.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, planning is key when it comes down to this type of thing. I mean, you know, you kind of know when your lease is up. So, you know, I would cut that in half, or even, you know, 5 months in or something, and start seeing if it's something that you want to do. But one thing that the other day I was with somebody who's moving up here from Miami. So they're not ready to buy just yet. They want to get their feet wet. So I totally understand that. But we went looking at an apartment over in Winter Garden area. Beautiful apartment. It was $2,100 for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It was actually kind of like a townhome setup. But they have 3 dogs, and it was $500 each dog for the deposit. And I was like, oh my gosh. So, you know, you have to pay $2,100, then $2,100 for the deposit, you know, $2,100 for the first month's rent, and then now an extra $1,500 for the animal. And I was like, oh, for the animals, I should say, you know, and I was like, oh my gosh. And she was funny. She was like, well, do you think I could tell them I only have 2? And I'm like, no, I don't think so. I mean, you know, you might be able to, but I wouldn't go that route, because you're my luck. I would say that, and then they'll catch you the first day, and then they'll evict you or something, you know? But I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I know pet deposits were expensive, but I didn't know they were that expensive. So like you said, that's almost the same amount that you would need to move into something and to be able to buy your own. And then you don't have to pay a pet deposit.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're in control of what everything is and all of those. Yeah. It's amazing, you know, and people don't think about it, and they don't know. And it's just, you know, they're kind of caught off guard and
yeah, we were.
Sure. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And hello, Danielle.
Hey, how you doing?
And at Frontgate, if you haven't heard, your home is sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So I think that what it really comes down to is that, you know, when you're going into a rental place, and like you were talking about before our break, that you were working with these people, they were looking at an apartment and it was $2,100, I think.
Yeah, $2,100 for the rent, and then $500 deposit each dog.
And they had 3 dogs. And so it was 21 plus 21 plus 1500 to move into that apartment complex. And I think the biggest thing for people that happens to that is like it's too last minute.
Yeah.
And you have no choice.
Exactly.
I mean, because, you know, and I was overhearing a conversation that was with somebody at church, and they had to move temporarily out of their house and everything, and they were looking at going into a short term, you know, like a hotel kind of a thing. And they found a house in the neighborhood that they could stay there in a vacation rental for $150 a night. And what they said is that if they were going to the hotel, that the hotel was going to charge them an additional $90 per night for their dog.
Wow.
And so what it came down to is that it was, you know, a better option to, you know, to rent that house, you know, temporarily because they had some kind of repair going on or something like that, that they had to be out of their house. But I mean, it's like, you know, a lot of people do have pets and that's all great and everything,
yeah.
But it causes, when it comes to housing, it's like, I think you really do need to look at what your options are. I mean, for the everyday person, I mean, I think even if you don't have a pet, it's a thing to look at. But when you do have pets, I think it makes it so much bigger.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, I mean, it wasn't something I was expecting. They weren't expecting it either. I mean, normally I could see like $100, $200, whatever for the pet. You know, maybe they give you a discount for the second or third. But it was $500 per animal, and it was non-refundable deposit, which was the other kicker. So $1,500 that you're just paying out there, you know, and I mean, I'm a pet owner. I have two dogs. And so, I mean, I can't part ways with them. So it's like, oh, my gosh, but to pay that and then not even to get a portion back is just really disturbing. So it's like one of those things where, you know, you don't want to feel trapped anymore in this. And that's kind of where it puts you at, in my opinion, being trapped to have to pay that. And you're like, oh, my gosh, do I keep my dog or do I pay the money? And of course you're going to keep the dog, but it's like, but what if you don't have that? What are you going to do? So it's going to, and then if you stay in a hotel, it could be even worse because a lot of hotels aren't pet friendly. So it really just creates a domino effect.
Yeah. And if they're going to be boarded, I mean, that's really expensive.
Oh my gosh,
and you definitely
really,
don't want to do that either. So it really comes down to planning is what we're saying.
Yep.
And so you don't want to feel trapped anymore. And that's what, that's what it says right here. It's a headline in this report that says, don't feel trapped anymore. So again, this is a lot of information, and if you'd like to get your free report, you can just dial 833-535-8081, extension 1001. You're not going to have to talk to anybody, and you'll just be able to get it. So again, that number is 833-535-8081 and extension 1001. But don't feel trapped because you have to save for a down payment.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that options out there for you, and so we can definitely point you in the right direction to make sure that you find the best one for you. The number two thing is that you don't want to stop lining your landlord's pockets, which obviously there's a lot of investors, and if you're investors, I mean, God bless you, we need you here.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, we believe that people should have their own homes and everything too, but we'll help you investors find your houses as well.
Exactly.
And then the number three thing is that you don't want to stop wasting thousands of dollars on rent. And that's one of the things that I think is so critical. So it's like if you take that $21,000 or $2,100 and you just look at that from the standpoint of, you know, let's see what that is. $2,100 times 12. Let's see what that is. That's $25,200.
Wow, that's quite a bit.
So you take that for 1 year, and most people stay in apartments or... At least for two. I think it's about 2.5 is what the average is. So you take that times 2.5. So that means $63,000 in that 2.5 years were just gone.
Yeah, gone to rent. I mean, we know that buying a home isn't going
to
work for everybody, but at least with this, you know, it can put you hopefully in the right direction.
Yeah,
get you going. Because like with these people, you know, they're moving here. They don't know the area. They don't know if Orlando's going to be where they want to be. They were either between here or Tampa. So, you know, it's a good way to get your feet wet. So obviously it's this is going to work for them. But if you've already been renting, you know, for 2-3 years and you're like, gosh, you know what, it's time. You know, the rent keeps going up. What gets me the most is the rent keeps going up. But like nothing gets done to the property. So they're keeping it up with what's the going rate, but nothing is going, you know, nothing's being improved for the rent to increase.
Right.
You know, versus if you're in your home, you know, you can renovate your house all you want. You don't need per se permission. I mean, obviously you need the funds, but you can renovate it anytime you want. And 9 times out of 10, your mortgage isn't going up because this is something that most likely you're doing, you know, outside of that, unless you're refinancing or something. But right now, I mean, people are even refinancing because the rates are so low.
Yeah.
And they're able to take cash out, renovate the kitchen, do things like that, and their payment's still lower.
Yeah.
So there's just so many options out there for you, you know, and this is just one of them. And like, you know, like it says, I mean, the conversation, it doesn't cost you anything to receive this article. It doesn't cost you anything. And it's just really stepping your way, you know, to where, to see where you need to be at in the future.
Absolutely. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, it's 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. So again, if you'd like to get this report, and it's called How to Stop Paying Rent and Own Your Own Home, you can just call 833-535-8081, extension 1001. You don't have to talk to anyone. Just leave your information and we'll send it out to you, whether it's by email or snail mail. Either way is good for us. So the number again is 833-535-8081. And extension 1001. And so I think it's just really, it's really good to know. And landlords out there, I mean, they are making a killing, which, I mean, we don't have any problem with that. I mean, we're all for free enterprise and all of that. And we think that housing is a great investment and definitely a great investment in Central Florida. I mean, when you're looking at that, there's over 100,000 units shortage. I mean, as an investor, you're going to be, it's a pretty safe bet when you're here, when there's that much lack of inventory that people are looking for.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
I know. I remember in one of the shows we talked about, I think you said it was 186,000.
Oh, it might be. Yeah.
So but I'm saying, but that was a good little while ago. So, I mean, I know that they've been building and adding, but I mean, it's just crazy that we're in a deficit like that.
Yeah. No, it is. And I mean, that's great for where we are. And when you're looking at real estate always goes along with the jobs and what's going on in the area and that. And so that's why, you know, the economy is so important when it comes to real estate and everything. Because obviously, if you don't have a job, then you're not going to be able to afford a home. But if you do have a job, then you can afford a home. And that's what everybody's looking for. And everybody has to live. I mean, you don't have to live in the biggest and best, but if you can afford to and you want to, then why not? You know, so it just, everybody's got different things that they'd like to do. There's some people that would rather have a smaller house and be able to travel and, you know, maybe pay for kids' college tuition and all kinds of things. And then there's other people that would rather have the house because that is their entertainment and what they like to do.
Exactly.
So it comes down to really figuring out what's right for you and your family. But there are those options out there for everybody. And we started off the show, you know, talking about affordability and some zip codes where the average price point is, you know, in the 150,000s and everything. So there are options out there. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we'll see you after the break. Or we'll see you next week.
Yep. See you next week. Have a great one.
Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.